How is it possible that you could have a father like Yitzchak, a mother like Rivka, a grandfather like Avraham, and produce an Esav? It's a question that the Mefarshim grapple with. How could it be? You have someone who's just, this is what they do for a living. They make neshamos, and they produce Yaakov, so clearly they're capable as parents and as grandparents. How is it possible that there could be an Esav? So there's a couple ways to look at it. The first question is a question that I once was asked years ago that I think is so spot on. And that question is, was Esav really that bad? And I think that's a really important one. A really important one. Was Esav so bad? We're not going to address that tonight. Perhaps we'll address that in the future, later on in the week. But I want to share with you a beautiful insight by Rav Hirsch. Shimshon Raphael Hirsch answers this, and I think that this answer speaks volumes to what we do so many times in school, to what we do so many times as parents. Rav Hirsch says that the formula that Yitzchak and Rivka had to raise children was an excellent formula to raise a Yaakov. It was a formula that insisted on being a good person, sitting, doing, being kind. It was all something that could raise such an amazing child, and it does, Yaakov Avinu. But Esav was a different kind of child. Esav was a child that needed to move around. Nowadays, we would call him a kinesthetic learner. He couldn't sit in his place. Perhaps he was ADHD. Who knows what label we would have put on Esav in 2020. Esav couldn't do the Yaakov model. Says Rav Hirsch, you know what the problem is? The problem is that they don't change the model for Esav. They do the same thing for Esav. And they hope it's going to work out, but it doesn't. And you know why it doesn't? Because you can't treat each child the same way. The idea that Shlomo HaMelech says, Chanoch lanar al pi darko, we often forget the end of the pasuk. Yeah, Chanoch lanar al pi darko, teach each child the right way. You know why? So that in the end, they don't rebel against the ways of their families. Perhaps that's the lesson. Perhaps that's what we have to hear. Esav becomes Esav simply because the model failed him. The system that he was being brought up in couldn't work for him. I'm not brazen enough to share that idea on my own. But Rav Hirsch says that. And I believe that what Rav Hirsch is doing is he's challenging each and every one of us to ask that question. Are we trying to figure out different ways? Because it's different strokes for different folks. Or are we attempting to use the same model and say it worked for this kid, so hopefully it'll work for that kid? What are we trying to do? How do we get through to each of our children? How do we get through to each of our students? I believe that's a question that we have to continuously ask ourselves.